Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Mike Wilson. And there's a lot to get into, Mike, but I do want to say good morning, brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just another day in paradise, man.
Yeah, totally, man. We have the NBA playoffs that started on Saturday. The NHL playoffs are underway already. Obviously, the boys of summer going at it. And just a lot to talk about. Dez Bryant now out there for people to grab. Do you think that's a good get, by the way, man, or what?
Not for me. He's too much of a drama queen. He's too much. He's too high needs. I don't want him.
So basically, that's a headache that Mike Wilson doesn't find to be worthy of taking on. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, you know, a lot to get into, man. Obviously, your Portland Trail Blazers were the only home team to go down in the NBA playoff first round from Saturday's action. Disappointing with the way that they came out of the gates, right?
Yeah, well, extremely disappointing. You know, everybody back home was looking forward to a victory, and McCollum and Lillard got D'd up, and they shot the ball horrible, and that usually spells disaster for the Blazers.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. A lot to get into, obviously, here on the program today. We want thoughts. We want opinions from people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So, tons to get into, man. Mike, are you excited to talk sports on Sunday morning with me or what, brother?
Dude, I'm excited for the Celtic game starting right at 10. So, you know, we got the playoffs, we got the draft coming up, we got Major League Baseball, hockey playoffs, we got it all. So let's do this.
No, you're right, man. I agree with you, man. You're right. And it's kind of cool because the Boston and the Milwaukee kind of goes back to the old days when you think about the 80s with Bird and, yeah, obviously DJ and all those guys. And you had Marcus Johnson and Sidney Moncrief and Paul Pressey and all those guys going out for the Bucks. So a lot to get into. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And, yes, you're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And Mike, we're going to hook up with our good buddy John Poulter in just a moment here when we get him on the line. And obviously, we'll talk to him a little bit about baseball and a little bit about hockey because that's what we do with John. But man, oh man, the NHL playoff hockey, to me, it may be the best tournament of any tournament. What do you think, Mike?
It certainly has been the last couple of years, especially last year, man. I mean, every game was going seven series, games were close, big hits, just a lot of good action for fans to check in on. So I expect some of the, you know, most of the same stuff with this playoff run we got in 2018.
I agree 100%. Let's bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. But we're lucky enough to have him right here in our backyard right now in the Valley of the Sun because he's on vacation. And we're going to hook up with him hopefully sometime this week. But good morning, John. How are you, my friend? It's obviously another weekend edition of Dorf on Sports, and we're glad to have you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you, and good morning to Mike. Sitting here in the sunshine in Arizona, ready to talk sports. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it?
No, I mean, we've got a lot to talk about, too. Obviously, we can go hockey or baseball, but let's start with the hockey because I think it's been pretty interesting. At least one thing that happened to me that's awesome, and that is the Golden Knights getting their first victory in the postseason for them the other night was really cool. But truth be told, I'm expecting wild things, just like Mike said about the hockey playoffs, man. Expect the unexpected, a lot of great things. But what can you say so far about the NHL playoff hockey?
Well, it's been an interesting season, a very short season, obviously. One series has only played one game. That's the Columbus-Washington game. Not sure why they've only played one game. Game two in that series is tonight. But all the other series have played two games. Interestingly, three series have gone exactly the way that I expected them. That's Tampa up 2-0 over New Jersey, Winnipeg up 2-0 over Minnesota, Nashville 2-0 over Colorado. In each case, the home teams winning all of their games. So, you know, as we've often said, the hockey season playoff series don't really start until the home team loses. So game three, probably a key game in each of those series. The one big surprise for me was San Jose going down to Anaheim and winning both games in Anaheim. The first game was 3-0. The second game, Anaheim scored about 40 seconds into the game, so you kind of had this feeling that they were going to get right back into it, but they ended up losing that as well. So San Jose heads home up 2-0, which is a surprise. They're a good team, but I'm surprised that they were able to win two games right in Anaheim. The other series that surprised me a little bit was the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh series. Two totally different games. Pittsburgh winning the first game very easily, 7-0. And then Philly coming back, gutsy performance in game two, winning that game 5-1. So two sort of one-sided games in that series. Pittsburgh-Philadelphia, always a battle in any sport, specifically in hockey. Columbus winning game one in overtime in Washington, a lot of people would consider that a surprise. And I guess on paper you'd have to consider that a surprise given that Washington is a strong team. Plus, they're playing at home. But we've talked many times about how Washington tends to sort of mail it in when they're in the playoffs. I'm not really sure what their problem is. They play very well in the regular season, but they do struggle in the playoffs. And the one series, of course, that concerns me is the Boston-Toronto series. And Toronto, 105 points in the regular season, and all of a sudden, two stinkers in the first two games of the playoffs, and they're not looking good. And the last series, the one you alluded to, the Vegas-LA series, and I think when we talked last week, I mentioned I thought that was going to be an interesting series because we've talked many times about the way that Vegas has played this year, but I thought the Kings would be the team that might give them a test. And two one-goal games, 1-0 in Game 1, a two overtime game in Game 2, Vegas goes to L.A. up 2-0. So all in all, it's been a very interesting first 4 or 5 days of the playoffs, and of course we get back at it tonight with four games.
Yeah, some of my takeaways from it, John, I mean, are similar to yours. I mean, the Flyers, obviously, like you said, you know, they got absolutely manhandled. They lose 7-0. They, you know, Pittsburgh puts up a touchdown against them in Game 1. They respond in Game 2. The Golden Knights, I'm not surprised about what they're doing because a lot of those guys on that team have playoff experience. So, truth be told, I'm expecting big things. I expect them to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'll be honest with you, man. I just think it's one of those magical runs. And Fleury, the way that he is playing in the Nets, wow, man. Has he, like, turned back the clock or what, John?
Yeah, he's an exceptional goaltender. And Pittsburgh obviously would have liked to have hung on to both him and Matt Murray, but from a youth and a dollar standpoint, it just made sense, to hang on to Murray in normal circumstances. Fleury would still be in Pittsburgh. And, you know, great goaltender, three-time Stanley Cup champion, great team player, great ambassador for the game. You know, if I'm Vegas and I'm building my team around him, I'm real happy about it because, A, he's a fine, upstanding individual, and, two, he's a team player, and, three, he's a pretty good goaltender, and we all know that goaltending in hockey, especially in the playoffs, is what takes you to the big show.
So, John, this is Mike here. What has got into Boston? I mean, Boston puts a touchdown up on your Toronto Maple Leafs last night. What's going on with Boston?
Well, Boston is a strong team. You know, we've talked a couple of times about the fact that, you know, they had a chance to catch Tampa Bay for the best record in the Eastern Conference and in the Atlantic Division. They had some injuries at the end of the year, but it's still a pretty good team up and down. Toronto has disappointed me from, you know, setting the personal feelings aside, Toronto's disappointed me from a couple of standpoints. All season they've had great goaltending from Frederik Andersen. They haven't had that in the playoffs. They've run into a hot team. And we've said most of the season that Toronto's weak spot is probably their defense core. And when you give up 12 goals in two games in playoff hockey, which is generally tighter hockey, you have to sit back and say they definitely do have some defense problems. But again, no team is really out of it until they've lost a game at home, and the Leafs go home for a game Monday night, and the pressure's on. They don't win that game. They're looking down the barrel of a pretty big shotgun. Boston has just played well, and Pastrnak being in that whole first line, in Boston with him and Marchand and Bergeron, they've just come along. They're basically the number one line. They're showing why they're the number one line, and they're carrying the team on their backs. And that's the problem there, is shutting that team down. And with Nazem Kadri being suspended, Toronto's lost their best agitating forward for shutting down lines like that. So no question the Leafs have got a tough road ahead of them, but let's look at it again after games 3 and 4.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoff hockey that's going on right now. And like you said, man, four games to play on Sunday, and then you got four games to play on Monday. Do you like that, the way that they do the scheduling for the hockey?
Yes and no. I like the fact that they alternate. I would prefer to see it four Western Conference games one night, four Eastern Conference games the next night. I guess they do it the way they do for TV purposes, because a lot of the Western Conference games are in the Central and Pacific time zones. So from a TV standpoint, it gives them a double header every night. What I do find a little confusing is that sometimes there's a two-day break between games, and sometimes it's only one game. The Columbus-Washington series went Thursday, and instead of going Saturday, it's going tonight. I don't really understand why they've done that, but I don't dislike the way that it's done. I think there would be a better way to do it, but I kind of understand why they do it. It's like all pro sports. It's about money, and it's about TV, and that's what's driving it.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting because the way that they did the NBA playoffs is they had three of the series that happened on Saturday were all in the Western Conference, only one Eastern Conference, and then obviously they're going to switch it around to make it work out the other way because you got to get all eight series going. So it's just interesting, the dynamics of how they decide to do things. John, you got time to hang out with us for another segment. We can talk some baseball on the other side, right?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, and it's interesting what's going on in baseball, too. So a lot to get into. We just touched on, obviously, what's happening in the hockey world right now. In case you don't know, people, these are great playoffs. You should absolutely be into the NHL playoffs. It's unbelievable action, man, seriously. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. We'll be back on the other side, and we're going to talk some baseball with John Poulter, our professor of sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with our good friend John Poulter, our professor of sports. Just got done talking about NHL playoff hockey. We are now going to switch gears and talk a little baseball. If you have any questions that you want to throw at us, you can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. John, throw your Twitter handle out there, too, for people, would you?
At 12JohnPoulter.
All righty. And I want to switch gears. I want to talk a little baseball. And I know it's early. I know it's very early. But I would have to think that what's going on in New York right now is a little bit troubling for Yankee fans. They're 500 right now. They're five games behind the Boston Red Sox, who are 12-2, and obviously somewhat setting the pace for Major League Baseball, along with teams like my Arizona Diamondbacks and the New York Mets, who have obviously gotten out of the gates really, really well. And the Nationals have got to be scratching their head a little bit. So, and I haven't mentioned the Angels, who are playing fantastic baseball. And maybe that's about time when I think about it, because we've been talking about how they need to break that up there for a long, long time. But this Ohtani guy, man, has really, really changed things for the Angels. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But, John, are you surprised that maybe, you know, who's at the top of the divisions, at least so far, yes or no?
A little bit, Andy. You know, going through the divisions very quickly, Boston 12-2, best start in team history, 9-1 in the last 10, 7-1 at home, 5-1 on the road, so they're being consistent. But let's be honest, at that pace, that's 138-win season, and we all know that that's not going to happen. So at some point in time, they're going to slow down, they're going to cool off, they're going to come back to the pack. The Yankees, a bit of a concern if I was a Yankee fan, and obviously I'm not, living in an American League city. Interesting to see the Yankees at 7-7 after they looked like world beaters the first couple of games. They've sort of got into a bit of a slump since then. I think when we talked about what we thought might be a surprise team, I think at the start of the year, Mike asked me if there was a team that I thought that might sort of come out of the woodwork and look a lot better than we thought they would. And one of the teams I thought of was the Minnesota Twins. And here they are sitting in first place in that division. A little bit misleading because Cleveland has played less games, and they've been rained out again today in their game against the Blue Jays. The Angels, not big surprise there. I mean, we've been pretty hard on the Angels. Certainly I have, in terms of their performance and the way that they've spent money and what they have shown in terms of talent on the field, in terms of where they've come from. But here we are, you know, 13-3, 9-1, 7 wins in a row, 9-1 on the road, and that's 132-win season if you project that out. So we all know that that's not going to happen. They're 2.5 games ahead of Houston, who are not playing shabbily themselves. They're at 10-5, and we all know how good Houston is. So I think that's probably going to tighten up a little bit. We were very tough on Ohtani in the spring when we looked at his numbers, and he looks like he might be the real deal. The Mets at 11-2, that's a bit of a surprise. I really thought Washington was the class of that division. I still think they'll get back into it, but they're sitting 7-8, 3-7 in the last 10. Not looking good, 3-6 at home, and you'd think a team like that would play well at home. Pittsburgh has been a surprise at 10-4, 2.5 games ahead of the Brewers. The Cardinals and the Cubs struggling a little bit in that division. But, you know, looking at the National League West, which is where you guys are stationed, Arizona, 11-3, 8-2 in their last 10. And you go to the other end of that division, and here's the big surprise. The Dodgers, 4-9, 1-4 on the road, 3-5 at home. Something isn't right there. What it is, I really don't know. But we're only 10% of the way into the season, so let's look at it again down the road. You know, I always use Memorial Day as a pretty good guideline in terms of what we're going to see for the rest of the season, and that's a little ways away. But some surprises and some very interesting baseball in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season.
A couple things I want to touch on. Ohtani, just a question for both of you guys. Is it possible that this guy could win the Cy Young, the MVP and the Rookie of the Year. I mean, seriously, no joke. The guy can hit the ball like crazy, not just for power. I mean, he's been hitting singles, doubles, triple, you name it. The guy can hit everything. And then pitching-wise, he's been fantastic too. So is it out of the question, Mike Wilson, do you think, for this guy to win all three of those awards, yes or no?
I think it's a bit of a stretch, but he certainly has shown the propensity to, you know, pitch, hit, you know, do all those things that you need to do to be successful. But I don't know if at some point if Mike Socha is going to be like, okay, we need you more as a hitter than a pitcher and take one away. I mean, that's at some point I would believe that's going to be a question for him, and I don't know how John feels about that.
No, I think that's a good point. John, first answer the first part of that question and then answer Mike's part of that question, because I think that's a good point.
I agree with Mike. I think it's a stretch for him to win all three. You know, he started off well, but let's remember this is his first time through the league, and we all know that baseball is a game of adjustments, and the true test will come for him as a hitter the second time through the league when everybody knows what he can do, and the second time through the league when everybody knows what his pitches are and he's no longer a stranger. I think the challenge in terms of his hitting is going to be the fact that you need an average of 3.1 at-bats for every game that your team plays. And I'm not sure what in the last couple of days, but when I looked on Wednesday or Thursday, he did not have the minimum number of plate appearances to qualify for the batting title. So he's going to get hurt a little bit on that. I don't think he hits the day before he pitches and the day after he pitches. So, and obviously he doesn't hit the day that he pitches. So that means that three times a week he's not going to be in the lineup. And I think that, again, to Mike's point, I think that's a stretch to say that a guy could do anything in terms of winning batting titles or home run titles when he's only playing 3 or 4 days a week. Essentially, as a hitter, he's a part-time player. But whether Socha sits him down, I guess a lot of it's going to depend on how the arm holds up. If he's considered valuable as a pitcher and they don't want to risk ruining the arm, you know, maybe they have to do it that way. But certainly right now he's a novelty. He's the first guy since Babe Ruth, and that's 100 years ago, to play that well, both as a hitter and a pitcher. So he's a novelty, and the team is playing well. So I guess until it gets broken, they won't fix it. But it's kind of unique. It's fun to sit down and watch because it's something that nobody in our generation or the generation before us has really ever seen before.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. It's unbelievable stuff, to be honest with you. And let's see how long he can keep it up for, and we'll see how long he can keep his name in the mix for all those unbelievable awards. Hey, let me ask you this, John. Out of some of these teams that are front runners right now, like our D-backs, who I think have the pitching and the ability to be there all year long, but the guys like Pittsburgh or the guys like the Mets, who also have pretty awesome pitching, to be honest with you, if they can keep everything together. But out of this, some of these front runners that are in first place right now, who has the ability to stay there and who has the ability to most likely fade?
Well, I think the Angels would appear to have the ability to stay. Boston would obviously have the ability to stay. They were earmarked as one of the top teams in the American League at the start of the season, and here they are, excuse me, sitting at 12-2. The Mets have been a surprise. Their pitching could hold them in. I always felt Washington was the best team in that division, but Washington is below Atlanta and Philadelphia right now, and we wouldn't have thought that if we'd have talked a couple of weeks ago. So I can see Washington getting back into it, but I think the Mets can stay the course. I don't think Pittsburgh has the horses to stay there long-term, specifically with the Cubs sitting at 7-7. We know that the Cubs are a lot better ball club than 7-7, so they're going to make a run at it. The Cardinals are always in there. I think Cincinnati's 2-12. I think they've kind of mailed in the season already, which is sad when you consider that there's a town with a lot of baseball tradition, and we're not even the end of April, and it looks like they're out of it. In the West, I still see the Dodgers getting back into that race. I can see the Diamondbacks hanging in there, giving the Dodgers one heck of a run for their money. I think that's probably going to be a two-team race. Colorado might be a bit of a dark horse there. Interestingly, you know, they've always been a good home team because of the altitude in Denver, but here they are. They're 2-4 at home, and they're 6-4 on the road. So 8-8 overall. they've got a very good chance to be in that as well. But the Diamondbacks have certainly been impressive. They're 5-1 in Phoenix and 6-2 on the road. So anytime you can play more than 500 on the road, you've got a chance to be there. So I can see that being an interesting division as well.
Hey, John, as always, you know how much we appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week, and I'll give you a call after the show, and let's try to figure out how we can't hook up all of us and figure out a way to get together, okay?
Yeah, that sounds terrific. Look forward to that.
All right, John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. And I'm glad that he mentioned the Dodgers there, Mike, because, wow, have they gotten out of the gate slowly. The Dodgers are 4-9 right now and 6.5 games back of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So really unbelievable stuff as to what's going on, at least in the National League West. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back with Mike Wilson. A lot to get into on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I'm Andy Dorf, along with Mike Wilson. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So there are a lot of things that you and I want to dabble into here on the show, and soccer is not one of them. So people don't get too excited about that. I'm just joking around, having a little fun. I'm joking about this too because I do play tennis, but we're not going to talk a lot of tennis either. Okay, I'm sorry. That's just not what you do on a sports radio show. But the truth is I do want to talk some NBA. I do want to talk a little NFL with you. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to guide us and tell us which direction you want to go first.
Well, come on. That's an easy call. It's the NBA playoffs. We got to talk the NBA playoffs. We got to talk, you know, what happened to Portland last night. We got the Boston series starting. We got OKC today, Cleveland. We got Houston. What did we think of Golden State yesterday? All those things.
Okay, so we'll set the tone. That's cool. Okay, so right after you and I get off the air today on Sunday, the Bucks play the Celtics, the first game of that matchup. After that will be the Pacers and the Cavaliers, the Jazz and the Thunder, which I think is going to be a really, really fun series. And then the T-Wolves and the Rockets, that'll be your last game. But like you said, there was some action that took place on Saturday. And what happened there was the Spurs got routed by the Warriors, 113-92. The Raptors, they had to play well in the second half. Let's be honest. They were struggling with this Wizards team in the first half. The Raptors figured it out. They did get the victory, 114-106. The Heat got absolutely obliterated in the second half by the Philadelphia 76ers. The first half of this game was very competitive, but they wind up getting routed 130-103. Ben Simmons has a huge day. I think he went for like 17-9 and 14 assists. The Pelicans were the only road team to figure out how to get a victory on Saturday against the Trailblazers. They win 97-95, and that was really a 5-point game, but McCollum hits that buzzer, the buzzer-beating 3-pointer to make it a 2-point game at the end of it. But Anthony Davis was just a man among boys. I know he had at least 4 blocks, 35 points, 14 rebounds. So the dude came to play, and guys that needed to play for Portland didn't come to play, like Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
Yeah, exactly. And, Davis, once again, he showed us why we got to put him in the MVP conversation. I mean, he's not going to win the MVP, but he at least deserves some recognition of being in the conversation. And what can you say about Jrue Holiday and Rondo? I'm telling you, that experience that Rondo has, he's not going to get you a boatload of points. He's going to pass the ball. But what he does is settle these young guys down and runs the offense for him. And that kind of experience is you can't buy that. And he just about, I mean, if he doesn't go down last year, Boston loses to Chicago in that first round. So the importance of Rondo here can't be understated. Plus, you got Jrue Holiday. The dude averages 19-6, and he had 22-7 or something like that last night. He showed once again, if he comes to play, and he provided great defense, but if he comes to play in the offensive end, that's a decent 1-2 punch with Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Obviously, Davis is a handful. They don't have a matchup for that guy at all. Rondo had
not many people do.
No, Rondo had 17 assists. You're right. He's not going to score a ton. He gave him 6 points. Holiday had 21, 7 rebounds, and a couple assists to go along with it. But the truth is if you're getting that kind of productivity out of Davis, if you're getting that kind of productivity out of Holiday, and then you didn't even mention Mirotic, who went out there and was shooting the ball very well, hit a bunch of 3-pointers that were pretty big for them. I was just kind of surprised that Damian Lillard didn't look to take the game over a little bit more. Either did CJ McCollum. They didn't look to like really take that game over a lot. They struggled. I mean, let's just face it. Lillard 4 of 9 from 3-point land. McCollum 4 of 10. So those aren't terrible, but 6 of 23 for Lillard on the game and 7 of 18 for McCollum on the game. That's not going to cut it. I expect those guys to come out with a vengeance in the next game, and I absolutely expect Portland to respond big time. And John said it earlier about hockey. NBA is the same way, man. When the road team wins, that's when the series starts. And you know what? This series got started right away.
Yeah, the series got started right out the gate. And, you know, some of the you got to attribute some of that trouble that McCollum and Lillard had to the defense of New Orleans. I mean, they were up in both those guys' face all game, and they played some pretty good defense. And that causes the great players like a McCollum, like Lillard, to struggle. You know, so it was a little bit of both, but that defense of the Pelicans was pretty sharp last night. And that's a tough place to win a game is Portland. Portland has great fans. They have a great atmosphere there at the Moda Center. So for the Pelicans to come out, man, talk about a confidence builder going into game two. I mean, that's huge.
No, I agree 100%. And, you know, they got one. Now it's a question of can they get greedy and try to get two on the road and not be content or complacent and let Portland go out there and play a really, really, really good game, a much better game than they did in game one, and have them build some momentum to go on the road when they play the Pelicans on the road. Speaking of defense, man, were you surprised at the way that the Warriors really clamped down on the Spurs, who, by the way, the Spurs are like the best defensive team allegedly coming into the playoffs? So they only put up 92 points. That's another thing that they don't do. They don't score a lot of points either. But the Warriors, I said it the other day on the local show, man, I have a weird feeling that this team can just turn it on. And it seems like they turned it on in game one.
Yeah. I mean, if you take a look at how many points they scored each quarter, they go 28, 29, 29, 27. They're putting points on the board, and they were getting fast break opportunities. They were getting fast break opportunities off the rebound, off the inbounds, off a made basket. And let's face it, I mean, come on. When San Antonio's one of their best players is Rudy Gay, you know, that's going to that just goes advantage Golden State all day long. I think Golden State wins this in five. I'm going to give one game to the Spurs out of respect for Popovich, but this is going to be a series that ends relatively quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching it. I'm saying, you know, to myself, I thought that there were going to be some decent series where, you know, everybody would have to be at least push one, maybe two games in the first round. And I'm saying like extending the series and that they're not going to be sweeps. And the Spurs, after what I saw, they don't have a lot of firepower, man.
No, they don't.
Really don't. So that's going to be their demise. And if they win one game, I'm actually going to be somewhat surprised, to be honest with you. You know, let's face it, Ginobili and all these got Parker. They're so old, man, and you're seeing it. And that's why guys like Rudy Gay are one of their best players. And ultimately, bro, seriously, no joke, Greg Popovich is one hell of a basketball coach, man. The fact that he got these guys into the playoffs, no Kawhi Leonard basically for the whole year, and he's playing a bunch of guys like this, I'm sorry, but Greg Popovich is an unbelievable coach, man.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's anybody that would ever doubt that. And, you know, to move on to another game here, I was kind of encouraged by what I saw out of Washington. And how they kind of hung with the Raptors. And like you said, the Raptors had to come out and play a much better second half to kind of get that ending decision there, you know, 114-106. I mean, you take a look at the first quarter. If Washington plays them even, that game is right down at the buzzer yesterday. I mean, that first quarter was basically the difference in the game for them. So, you know, like I've been saying, you know, Toronto may be the one seed, but they just haven't been here yet, and experienced what it's like to be a one seed. And I think yesterday they showed a little bit of vulnerability.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? The bottom line is the Wizards have absolutely nothing to lose in this series. Mike, let's be honest. They did come out. They were down five after the first quarter, and then they had a big second quarter. They scored 36 points. They're actually leading at half, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. 59-55. And then the third quarter, they go down by 1 point, and then boom, they couldn't score as well in the fourth quarter. So what I noticed was that the Raptors brought their game up as the game kind of kept going, and they made some adjustments, and they made it difficult for Washington to score in that fourth quarter. So, you know what, at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry, but it always comes down to defense and how you have the ability to shut down your guys, lock them down. And for the most part, you're seeing, at least I'm seeing, I think we'll see this trend. The first three quarters, there may be a lot of scoring. And then in the fourth quarter, you're going to see guys clamping down a little bit more, especially in the last 5 minutes of games. So what I expect is I expect these numbers to go down. I mean, if you think about all the points that were scored in the first day, I mean, look at the 76ers, who we haven't even touched upon yet, by the way, getting their first victory, looking very impressive, by the way, too, against a Miami Heat team that people thought could give them a run for their money, Mike. So have you changed your mind a little bit about that? I mean, you said to me the other day on the local show that you thought Miami could really push this team. Ben Simmons looks like he's ready for this big moment.
Yeah, Ben Simmons totally looks like he's ready for the moment. And, I mean, he was one rebound short of a triple-double yesterday when you put 17, 9, and 14 assists up on the board. You know, and let's remember, they scored 130 points without Embiid, without Joel Embiid. So you add him to the group. Yesterday, they could have scored 150 yesterday. But I still think Miami can give them some fits. I do think Philly wins this series, but you know, we'll see what shakes out. I mean, it's one game, and hopefully, you know, for competition's sake, Miami can shake this off and make game two a much better visual for the fans.
Yeah, you just got to go out there and compete and play a much better game if you're Miami. But for what the 76ers have done, I'm very impressed with the way that they have built this team. And they have a bunch of shooters on that team. I think that's what makes them so dangerous. They got like four or five guys that can really shoot the rock. Ilyasova, J.J. Redick, Covington, Sarek. I mean, they got so many guys that can just shoot the rock. So I'm really impressed with the way that they have built their team. And you know what? It's going to be fun to watch the process as it moves on throughout the playoffs. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say really quick, and all four of those shooters were involved last night. Like all got their shots off and they were making shots. That's another thing. Yeah.
I didn't even mention Bellinelli, who, by the way, came off the bench for them and gave them 25. And Ilyasova gave them 17 off the bench. So right there, you got 42 points off your bench. And there was a couple more points that they scored off the bench. So this team is very fun to watch. I think it's going to be exciting to see their run throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. Do they have enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see. I think that at some point, their lack of experience will come into play. But for right now, man, let's just enjoy the ride and let's see how it all shakes out. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and then we'll wrap up hour number one, which will mean hour number two is on the horizon. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We like your thoughts, man. We like your opinions. Get at us. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out that website as well. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, we've only got a couple minutes left in this hour. Obviously, we want to set up hour number two, which will be a lot of NBA basketball. We'll probably even get back into some NHL hockey, and we'll throw in some NFL football with Dez Bryant out there for people. I'm wondering if that would be a good get. We know he brings along some baggage, but the truth is if the guy is motivated and maybe he's playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, maybe he's not such a bad guy to go after. What do you think, real quick?
I don't want any part of him. I don't want any part of Dez. I mean, I know he has some talent, but his baggage for me, you know, just would be too much of a headache. And plus, you know, people talked about him coming out to Arizona. He ain't going to come out to Arizona. He wants to go where they play the Cowboys twice a year. So he wants to stay in that, you know, Washington, Philly, you know, New York Giant. You know, that's who he would probably be interested in.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. You know what, in all honesty, he might be a decent fit in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. Just another nice target. I don't know, man. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. That means that hour number one is in the books, and we got to thank John Poulter for joining us in hour number one. Hour number two is on the horizon. Like I said, a lot of NHL, a lot of NBA, a lot of football. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Although Syria's capital was pummeled by missiles in an hour-long airstrike Friday night by the U.S., France, and Britain, hundreds of Syrians gathered in defiance of the attack in Damascus yesterday. Syria's president sent out a tweet saying good souls will not be humiliated. The U.S. and its allies were punishing Syria for allegedly using chemical weapons on its own people. A fact-finding team of inspectors from an independent watchdog organization is now in Syria. Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasila Nebenzia, through an interpreter, told the U.N. Security Council yesterday the inspectors should have been sent before the U.S. used their missiles.
This is hooliganism in international relations and not minor hooliganism.
But U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says President Trump's resolve is clear.
And he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
It's the biggest April snowstorm ever to hit northeastern Wisconsin. Nearly a foot of snow was dumped on the Green Bay area yesterday, and another foot is possible by tonight, along with some freezing rain. This Milwaukee resident says enough's enough.
I'm sick of January, and we shouldn't have to have four Januaries this year, I don't think.
Portions of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin were all hit by blizzards. In western Michigan, officials are expecting freezing rain that threatens to knock down power lines and create icy driving conditions. This advice from one county road commissioner.
Stay home. An ice storm is the worst conditions people can drive in.
A 56-year-old Minnesota woman who allegedly killed her husband back in March is believed to have killed another woman in Florida who resembled her to steal her identity. Dodge County, Minnesota Sheriff Scott Rose says Border Patrol agents have been alerted to be on the lookout for Lois Reese.
It's believed the same firearm was used in both the Minnesota and Florida homicides.
Two children were killed when a stolen car flipped over near Fort Lauderdale this morning. Five others were hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a new international study out about when to say when, and it has some sobering results, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
It shows adults should average no more than one alcoholic drink per day. The new study concluded drink more, live less. It combined data from 83 different studies that were conducted in 19 countries. Men consuming more than seven alcoholic drinks a week could live 1 to 2 years fewer than counterparts that drink less. Researchers found higher risk of stroke, heart failure, and other problems among heavier drinkers. That could be in part because alcohol can elevate blood pressure and change cholesterol levels. Currently, the government recommends no more than 14 drinks per week for men and a max of 7 drinks per week for women. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's been 5 years since bombers struck the finish line at the Boston Marathon. It left 3 dead and more than 260 people injured. Security is high for tomorrow's running of the marathon. The head of the FBI in Boston, Hank Shaw, says the terror threat is constantly evolving, but so are counter-terror operations.
One of the things here in Boston that is hugely impressive is our partners' ability, really throughout the year, to continue to get better, stronger, more connected, because we were attacked.
Spectators are being told not to bring suitcases, coolers, or props to watch the runners. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A lot to get into with the Major League Baseball season going right by us in a hurry, man. They're already like 14, 15 games into the season. It flies by. We have the NBA playoffs that have just started on Saturday. The NHL playoff hockey action is underway. NFL action, we can talk about it all day long. Mike Wilson, brother, good morning, man. How are you, man?
Good morning, everybody. It's another day here in paradise in the Valley of the Sun. Just hope the rest of you are surviving the snow.
That's true, man. We have beautiful weather all the time. You see that game going on with Kansas City and the LA Angels of Anaheim, and they're playing in snow flurries, and yet the Angels figure out a way to get it done in that circumstance. So pretty cool stuff. Obviously, sports world is always going on. It doesn't matter. Winter, summer, spring, or fall, rain, sleet, snow, you got to get it done.
So I think you got it all there, buddy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. You got to get it done. But a lot to get into this hour. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause on another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, and always love having him on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can get at us, man, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter as well. Follow us. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, we got our caller. We got our good buddy, Mitch, in Santa Monica. So we'll jump out to him. We'll see what's on his mind today. Mitch, you got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. What's up today, brother?
Well, happy Sunday. I know you guys are on once a week, so I won't waste your time and give you my Masters wrap-up or WrestleMania wrap-up. But I will go to... Since then, I had a very interesting week. As I began the week and saw what Russell Westbrook was about to do and go a potential triple-double back-to-back and thought, man, this is fantastic, but my man Big O is going to be rendered irrelevant. And then to see what happened and to see that after in his, well, how many games did he play? The 440-some-odd games? He gets his career rebound record of 20. Actually, at one point, boxes out Carmelo Anthony to get a rebound just to pad their stats, his stats. I mean, this guy is all about himself. The one sports journalist I read this week called him the MVP. And that made me really think hard about what Russell Westbrook and what the Thunder are all about. Hey, KD didn't leave for a reason. You know, Westbrook, it was all about him. And the last thing that the Thunder and their fans and their ownership want to do is lose Russell Westbrook. They lost Harden. They've lost KG, and they can't lose him. So what do? They just pad his stats, and it makes the record irrelevant and embarrassment. I mean, you know, here it is. Big O is now like, all right, Russell Westbrook's done it now back-to-back. And everyone's like, oh, my God, that's insane. You know, Big O didn't do that. But he didn't have people feeding the ball and people then making padding stats. The greats never padded their stats. Jordan, Johnson, LeBron. I mean, the only one who had ever really padded his stats was Wilt Chamberlain because he had no one else around him who could cover him. But it made me want to puke this week.
Let me just throw my opinion in here because you're going out pretty hard on Russell Westbrook and everything, and you're saying that he's a guy that wants to pad his stats. I'm going to tell you right now, I think that that's total BS, brother. I'm sorry, but I disagree with you wholeheartedly. I could not disagree with you more. That guy plays his ass off. And if you want to sit here and talk about him wanting to pad stats, you got to be kidding me, bro. I'm sorry, but he needed 16 rebounds that night. The guy got 20. You're right. You know what? He was boxing out his own guys. He was boxing out Steven Adams because he wanted the freaking ball more than those guys, man. You are totally wrong. You and everybody else that is seeing it your way, but you're blinded, man. You are absolutely blinded, bro. That guy has a motor like nobody else in the league, and the fact that you're saying this is pathetic, man. I'm sorry, but Russell Westbrook is a freaking gamer, man. I want him on my team every day, and I want him twice on my team on Sundays, dude. You are 100% incorrect, man. I'm sorry. Hold on. Mike Wilson, what do you think, bro? What do you think?
I would take Westbrook on my team in a heartbeat because he just shows that motor. He comes to the game just ready to ball every single time. Go ahead.
Dude, he also has to give out 10 assists, Mitch, every game, too. What are you talking about, man? He gets everybody involved. Without him, the Oklahoma City Thunder absolutely stink right now. And the fact that you talked about Kevin Durant and that whole deal, bro, he ran for a title in Golden State, if you ask me, and you ask just about anybody else in the sports world. So, dude, again, Russell Westbrook, I think you are 100% incorrect about this guy. Yeah, does he want the triple-double? Absolutely. Does he work his ass off to get it? Yes, man. And the fact that it hasn't been done in like 50 years, that speaks volumes about this guy, man. I'm sorry, but I totally disagree with you. If you wanted to say to me like about somebody that just plays offense, okay, talk to me about that. This guy plays offense, defense, the in-between game. This guy plays everything, man. So I'm sorry, but whoever gave you that thought, they're 100% incorrect, man.
I will tell you this. There's two players that don't want to have him on his team, and that was KG and that was James Harden. And they bolted real fast, and they're on much better teams because of it. You know, and Carmelo Anthony even said that they pad his stats. They help him get his stuff. I mean, that's what they need there. They have nothing. They made the playoffs in, what, the last game of the year with the identical record from last year? I mean, that team didn't get any better. They're going to get bounced out. It's a farce. Yes, he plays hard, you know, but the team is all about him. The organization now has become all about him, and that's all they have. If he isn't the MVP, if he isn't doing the triple-double, if they aren't helping him pad his stats, they're not going to be selling tickets there. They're going to be rendered into oblivion again. They're going to be the Seattle Supersonics once again. My goodness gracious. Come on,
yo,
guys.
Bro. Hey, yeah. Bro. Let's agree to disagree on this. Let's move on. What else you got for us?
That's all I got right now. It was nice to see the Pelicans. Did you watch the end of that Pelican Blazer game? That was
absolutely
fantastic. I mean, the one thing about the NBA playoffs is like it's not March Madness. It's not like we get like haymakers like all every night. The NHL playoffs are more like that. I like watching the NHL playoffs more than the NBA playoffs because there's more excitement there and things happen. But yet everything kind of, as they say, went kind of chalk so far in the playoffs. I hope the Bucks are able to do something just because they're like the Bucks, and we'll see what happens. I'll start tuning in this week and turn it on. But boy, I was winded after March Madness and then the Masters and last weekend. It's like, wow, it's like this is, everyone goes like, football season ends.
Hey,
it's
Mitch,
like
let me
ask. It's like, this is amazing right now. We got going on.
Hey, this, man. Is it kind of cool to see, since you are an NBA guy too, man, I know you are. And look, I'm glad you brought the debate with me on Russell Westbrook too, to be honest with you. That was fun. But knowing you a little bit throughout the years and obviously you being a caller on the show, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Boston Celtics, isn't that kind of like nostalgic, man. Like, let's be honest. That brings you kind of back to the 80s when they were battling with Bird, McHale, and Parrish, and you had Marcus Johnson, Paul Pressey, Sidney Moncrief, Ricky Pierce, and those guys, Bob Lanier. I mean, isn't that kind of this is kind of bringing you back to the old days, isn't it, man?
Absolutely. I mean, all about 1976. When
I think
we
may have lost him. I don't know. Maybe we lost Mitch.
Hello,
but
hello, I'm here. I'm there.
Hey,
I'm
Mike, here. I mean, it brings us back to those old days, doesn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, it brings me back to the old days and, you know, winning, you know, because we usually beat your Bucks. So, if you want to be nostalgic, go right ahead.
I mean, it's just one of those things.
No,
man,
it is. It is. It's like, you know, it would be like, you know, L.A. Boston meeting in the finals again. It would be, you know, Chicago, Detroit, those kind of things. So, yeah, I know exactly where you're going with this. And it is kind of fun to watch because of the history of the two organizations. Absolutely.
Or even let's take it even a step further with the Philadelphia 76ers and the way that they're playing. You bring Philadelphia into the mix a little bit, man.
Yeah.
You go back to those days with Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Bo Cheeks, you know, I mean,
Bobby Jones.
Exactly, man. So it just kind of gets you back to those days and that feel a little bit when you bring some of these teams back in the mix.
I would say the only thing that we're missing in Philly is that old PA announcer where they go, Julius Erd.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And by the way, you can always check out the local show Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, NBCSports1060.com, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Mike, there's a lot to get into as far as the NBA. And by the way, I totally appreciate the argument that Mitch brought, whether or not I think he has any credence to that. That's beside the point. But everybody is entitled to have an opinion about people and what they think. But I'm sorry to say that, in my humble opinion, if you watch Russell Westbrook play the game of basketball, the guy plays at a speed and a pace and a level that not many, if any, can ever achieve. So the fact that somebody would say that he is just trying to pad his stats, when the fact of the matter is that all he needed that game was 16 rebounds. The dude went and got 20. Yeah. The dude went and got 20, people. So the bottom line is this. I find it to be insulting when you talk about a guy and you say things like that when you are not taking account the kind of effort that he puts in on every single play, every single night. He does not take a play off. He does not take a night off. That dude is one of my favorites. So I'm sorry, but I take offense to when people talk smack about Russell Westbrook, because I think that guy is unbelievable. All right, Mike. Sorry, man. I had to go off.
No, it's okay, dude. I mean, I've been watching this kid since he was a UCLA Bruin, and just marveled at just how quick he just got up and down the floor, and his motor was beyond anything that I'd ever seen before. And he's just done the same thing in the pros. And here's all you need to know about the whole triple-double you think he's padding his stats. If Oscar Robertson is saying, you need to pay attention to this kid, this is a special talent that we may not see for a very long time, and he's impressed with his motor. And, you know, I heard him say recently, hey, he's just going to go get his. He's going to play the game the way it should be played. He goes at a high speed. He cares about winning and losing. That's good enough for me. I'm like, okay, if the original triple-double guy is saying these things about the current triple-double guy, that's good enough for me, man.
I agree, man. So yeah, I think we're on the same page about Russell Westbrook. Let's see if we're on the same page about some of the action that people will see on Sunday as far as the NBA goes. Look, Boston, Milwaukee, I said, that's reliving an old rivalry, at least for me, growing up in my childhood. And if you don't know, I am from the great state of Wisconsin. I grew up in Milwaukee. I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. I don't think they have a great shot to win this series, even though the Celtics are a little depleted, as we all know. No Kyrie, no Hayward, who they've been without throughout the whole season. But Kyrie will be a big blow for them. I think they'll have enough to get by the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the Bucks could make this an interesting series, Mike. Don't get me wrong. They have a great opportunity to go to the TD Garden in Boston and win a game one. I think certain things have to happen. Giannis obviously has to be himself. Eric Bledsoe has to play pretty fantastic, if you ask me. Middleton has to play a pretty good basketball game. And I think that you expect that out of those three guys. Who steps up for the Milwaukee Bucks? How does Brogdon play? Just in general, who's going to be that guy that comes out and plays for them? Well, they've got a big three, and it's Bledsoe, Middleton, and Giannis. But who else steps up? Can Brogdon come and play? You know, who's that guy that steps up for them? I don't know. And the Celtics, I love Brad Stevens as a coach, man. So I think this is tough, but I think the Bucks have a slim shot to make this an interesting series.
Well, anytime you lace them up, you got a shot. But you're exactly right with Milwaukee. Who's going to be the guy that steps into the spotlight and just takes the spotlight over? You know, you need that guy off the bench if you're Milwaukee. If you're Boston, you know, it's going to be kind of point guard by committee a little bit. You're going to get some Larkin there. You're probably going to get some Jaylen Brown running the point. You got Rozier there. But the loss of Kyrie is just, you know, it's immense. And if they get past the first round, as much as I love my Celtics, I don't see them going much deeper than the second round this year, because you lost Hayward 6 minutes in to the season, and then Kyrie goes down. I mean, if you think about if those two guys were there, just what kind of shot Boston would have at maybe winning the whole dang thing. Or at least getting to the finals.
No, I think you got a great point.
You know, so we'll see how it happens. And you know what? Al Horford, Mr. Steady, Mr. You know, I'm going to get you 17 and 10, 18 and 9. You know, does he step out? Does he step into that spotlight for Boston and kind of take it over? You know, coming down into these playoffs. So there's questions on both sides of this, but it's. I think, yeah, Boston does win it, but if Milwaukee can steal a game, you know, we could be looking at something interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key for Boston, Jaylen Brown, you know, I think that guy has been stepping up quite a bit.
I love Jaylen.
Excuse me. I also think Tatum. I mean, you know, they put those guys in ISOs a lot, and we'll see how the Bucks can play defense on those guys, how they create for everybody else, and if they're able to hit big shots. I mean, ultimately, I think Milwaukee, I think we both can agree on this, they have the best player on the floor in Giannis.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that it's similar to, like, when you have a guy like LeBron in Cleveland, who is the best player and has all kinds of experience getting his team to NBA Eastern Conference and NBA Finals all the time as a regular, as a norm. But the Bucks do have the best player on the floor. Will they be able to utilize that? Will the fact that that Boston doesn't have necessarily that go-to guy like they have with Kyrie on the floor, how much of a factor will that be in this series if Milwaukee can get them a little bit out of their game, get them uncomfortable, maybe put them in a position where they're the ones that are having to battle from behind instead of Milwaukee being down 1-0 or 2-0 in the series going back to Milwaukee. Maybe they have this thing knotted up. Does that put Boston in a little bit of a different type of a situation? Do they maybe try to do too much? Do you know what I'm saying? So ultimately, yeah. I think it's about the Milwaukee Bucks figuring out a way to make the Celtics get out of their game plan. Can they do that?
No. Yeah, see, and I absolutely agree, Dorf. Absolutely agree that that's going to be something that they have to guard against if you're Boston. And, you know, if the game gets tight, I'm telling you, if the game gets tight, you know, down the stretch, I'm going to tend to lean on my guy, Brad Stevens, to come up with something, if it's out of bounds play, if it's a certain play for a certain player at a certain time. You and I both know he is one of the best X's and O's scheme guys in the NBA. I mean, this series can get, like I said, it can get real interesting if Milwaukee can get a game or two. If they get two games, then series on, you know, then it's all about making plays.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, just about going out there and playing the way that you know you can. And I think another thing that scares me for the Milwaukee Bucks is at times their inability to shut the other team down, or their lack of defense, if you will. So, you know, you got to realize that this is time to go out there, play both sides of the floor. Don't worry about just getting your points, play defense too. And I think that ultimately that's the one thing that Boston is going to be more committed to than the Milwaukee Bucks. So I want to see Milwaukee go out and defend and try to shut people down. That's to me, that will tell me if they're in it to win it, or if they're just out there and they're trying to get their points, Mike. So go out, be committed to the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and for me, and you mentioned it earlier with Jaylen Brown, you know, he had a concussion earlier in the year, and he's back now. And I'm a big Jaylen Brown fan. Like, the kid's big, he's long, he can play a few positions, and he's not all pointing at me kind of guy. He's not that. He's a quiet dude, but he goes and gets his 22-9. He gets his assists. He facilitates the ball around. And the other thing with Boston with me is, how does Tatum handle this? This is his, you know, he's a rookie. It's first time through the playoffs. And, you know, I mean, but he's never been asked to score a lot. He kind of gets it. He's third, fourth option in the offense. But you know, you gotta wonder how he's going to handle playoff pressure.
I've been very impressed with the way that Tatum has played all season long. He stepped up, and you know, as the season progressed, I think they put a little bit more on his shoulders as time went on.
Absolutely,
and he's shown me that he's mature, man. He gets it. He understands this game. I expect him to play pretty well, just the way he has all season long. I don't think he gets tired. And just a quick note before we take a quick pause for the cause, Joel Embiid, they're saying that he will not play game two of that series. However, he has been cleared by NBA protocol for a concussion. So he will be back in that series, people. And I know we got to take a quick pause.
Look out, Miami.
Yeah, I know we got to take a quick pause. And he wants to play because Whiteside's in there too. So he wants to go up against him, man. Yeah. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know it. We'll be back on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Thoughts and opinions, 1-800-878-7529. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Essential Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And I just want to get this out there real quickly. You can also catch me later tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be breaking down the whole weekend of what happened on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. You can always catch the local show that I do in Phoenix, Arizona. It's NBCSports1060.com. That starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. All right, Mike, so let's get into some of the other action that'll be happening in the NBA. We broke down that Celtics-Bucks pretty hardcore, and that's only because it's near and dear to you and I's heart. But we've got to get through the Pacers, Cleveland, Jazz, Thunder, and T-Wolves, Rockets in the next few minutes. And if we have time for other stuff, we'll do that as well. But Pacers, do they have a legitimate shot? You know, they've had a good year. Let's give them some credit. Victor Oladipo went over there and definitely had a good impact on the Pacers, where I think people were expecting them to falter really badly without Paul George. But they had a great season, man. Let's be honest. Do they have a shot at beating LeBron in the first round?
No.
We don't need to talk about it anymore, do we?
Yeah. Okay, on to the next one. No, it's just Cleveland. Cleveland has the best player in the league. He's done it. He's shown us. He's got to, I don't know, how many finals in a row now, 7 or 8. He knows how to do it. Granted, he's playing with some younger kids, but I just think Cleveland has, between him and Love, on that squad, and you know, the other guys that are left over from the championship years and the championship run, I should say, this is too much. I could see this at most going 5. Other than that, it's a sweep.
Here's what I do know is that they do have Kevin Love, and they do have LeBron James, who have both been there time after time, as we know. Yeah. In the past few seasons, and more obviously LeBron than K-Love, but he's there and he's a steady force. I think that the Pacers will play hard. I think they're going to be fun. I think that Cleveland will figure out a way to get this done in 5, maybe 6. I think that they're definitely beatable. They give up a lot of points. And if Indiana gets hot and they score, I think that Cleveland could have some trouble. So I think this is a better series than maybe people think it will be. I think that maybe not enough respect for the Pacers. But again, I see Cleveland moving on. But Victor Oladipo and those guys have had a pretty good season, and maybe a little bit unexpected. So maybe we should think that that'll continue and they'll push Cleveland a little bit. I don't know. I don't see the Pacers winning. But 5, 6, maybe. And I don't think it goes 7, but I think it goes 5 or 6.
No, I think you're absolutely right with that. And you do bring up a good point. Cleveland defensively all year has just been atrocious. It doesn't matter, you know, if it was before the big trade or after the big trade, they're bad defensively. And, you know, at some point that's going to come back and bite them in the backside. I don't think it's going to come back and bite them against Indiana at all, but you know, they move on. It could bite, who knows, it could bite them against Boston if Boston gets in there. It certainly may bite them against Toronto, because Toronto scores a bunch of points as well. But you know, that they got to button down defensively. You know, if they do make it to the finals, any one of those Western Conference teams are going to be able to, you know, go up and down the court almost at will on them.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because for some weird reason, You mentioned Toronto, and I don't want to get detracted too much, so we'll get back to this. Yeah. But I just want to make this point. Toronto and Cleveland seem to have really high-scoring games. So for some reason, Toronto decides to play the same style as Cleveland when they play them, and they just get up and down the floor. So they're going to have to change that, I think, to be able to get past them. Anyway, speaking of getting past, let's move on, because I think we both think Cleveland will get that done. Jazz and the Thunder, I think this is this has the making of being a seven-game series. I'm sorry, but I really do think it has that making of being a seven-game series. The Jazz, I am absolutely amazed at the way that they played after the beginning of the season. They got out of the gates very slow. Donovan Mitchell, you got to love this kid, the way that he's played. The first rookie, if I'm not mistaken, to lead his team in scoring and make the playoffs. Since this is awesome, dude, this is a good one that I'm pulling out for you. 97-98, Denver Nuggets, my man, Carmelo Anthony, who is also playing in this series for the Oklahoma City Thunder, led his team in scoring that season. So this is going to be fun to watch. I do think it has the making of maybe going six or seven games, Mike.
Yeah, no, and let's not forget about Gobert. He can certainly put his stamp on the game defensively and offensively. I mean, the guy can put the ball in the bucket too. But he's big, he's long, he's athletic. Between Donovan Mitchell and Gobert, Utah can give Oklahoma City everything that they could absolutely handle. I do think Oklahoma City does come out in the end with this, but I absolutely agree with you that this has the makings of a seven-game series and a fun seven-game series to watch.
No, I agree, man. This is going to be fun. I think that Russell Westbrook and Paul George and Carmelo Anthony and Steven Adams, I think that they want to make some noise in the playoffs, man. So and I think the Jazz, the fact that they were able to get here and
after their horrible start.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is I think this is a fun series where we're going to see moments or times in games where there's not a lot of scoring. And then we're going to see some scoring in bunches. The Jazz can play kind of ugly. So the Thunder, they can play kind of ugly. I like this matchup. I mean, this is a really fun matchup of two teams that are maybe on the rise, or we'll see what happens in Oklahoma City, after the season, if they can keep those guys together and they think they can build a little bit. I think this is a fun one, Mike. And yeah, I think we've got ourselves a six, maybe even a seven game series. This is going to be fun. I like it. I think it'll be great. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the T-Wolves and the Rockets. The T-Wolves had to play 82 games to make it to the playoffs, man. Let's be real here. They had to play the Denver Nuggets in the final game. The winner of that game made it. The T-Wolves made it exciting, man. That game went to overtime. They got it done. They play the Rockets, who are the best team in the West. They're the best team in all of the league. James Harden has had a fantastic year. The guy averages like 30 points, 5 rebounds, and a little bit over 8 assists a game, if I'm not mistaken. The Timberwolves, Jimmy Butler back in that lineup and makes a huge difference. Jimmy Buckets. Do the T-Wolves pose a little bit of a threat to the Rockets?
Maybe a little bit. I at most, I see this as 5 games. I can see this as a sweep. I heard, and I was listening to another radio show early in the week, and the guy talking, Rick Bucher, a big NBA guy, was talking about the Timberwolves, and he had said that he had spent a lot of time this year watching the Timberwolves with Butler, without Butler, and he doesn't believe that Minnesota, like, it's something about their chemistry that he doesn't like the body language that they have shown all year. They don't seem to maybe exactly get along like he thought they would. So he's you know, he's not too impressed with Minnesota moving forward in the playoffs. I mean, when you're the eighth seed, I mean, you were already on the cusp of not making the playoffs anyways. So, you know, I tend to kind of buy into sometimes what these veteran writers are talking about. So, you know, like I said, I can see Houston not really breaking too much of a sweat here. If Minnesota gets a game, okay, but it's still ending at most, I think, in my opinion, in five.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Tibbs has a way of running his guys pretty much into the ground. And we saw it with the Bulls over the years when he was there. Yeah. The guys got tired. And Jimmy Buckets coming back from an injury. He's looked good on his comeback tour. They did have to play 82 games, like I said, to make it to the playoffs. The Rockets were taking their foot off of the gas a little bit. I think they were kind of bored with the regular season because they had it in the bag so easily, to be honest with you, at a certain point because of all the injuries that Golden State went through. So I do think that the Houston Rockets have a big advantage. They need to prove some things, obviously, as well. They need to go out there and not give the Timberwolves any life, not give them any hope. So, you know, guys like Karl Anthony Towns, he can ball. Wiggins, he can ball. We know what Jimmy Buckets can do, like I've been talking about.
Crawford, let's not forget about him.
Well, absolutely. I think it's going to be fun to watch James Harden and Chris Paul in the playoffs and just to see how that chemistry just continues to progress. And the Houston Rockets have a bunch of guys that can score. Clint Capella, I've been really impressed with him, the way that he's played all season long. So I think the Houston Rockets have a great shot to get through the Western Conference, Mike. And the truth is you want to get through the first round as quickly as you can so that you can be sitting back kind of watching, get that rest, especially if the Jazz and the Thunder, if that's who winds up being your next opponent, if that's the case. You never know, man. I mean, ultimately, I think that the Rockets have a great shot to get through the Western Conference, but I was really impressed with the way that Golden State was able to clamp down on their defense. So when people talk about turning it up a level, they did it. This is the Rockets' time. They need to respond as well.
They need to absolutely respond. And, you know, you and I have talked about this for a couple of weeks. Harden hasn't really done well in the playoffs in the last few years. He's kind of, you know, choked on something, you know, in these playoff games. And that's kind of ruined his reputation when it comes to the playoffs. So, you know, I think they're going to be motivated by what they saw. If any of them were watching the Golden State game, and, you know, I know Chris Paul was probably watching that game and going, okay, we need to step up. They turned it, like you said, they turned it on. They flipped the switch and they clamped down on San Antonio. And, you know, Houston, that's who that team is patterned after. The owner made no bones about it that they designed their team to try and take out Golden State. So Houston, yes, Houston absolutely has to do their part, clamp down, not even give Minnesota breathing room, step on the throat, and just don't take your foot off the gas, Houston. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited, man. The NBA playoffs are here. If you can't tell, Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf are locked into the NBA big time. NHL playoffs going as well, man. We know that. We love that, too. Maybe the best playoff of them all, to be honest with you, when you're talking about the postseason.
Very much so.
The Major League Baseball can get pretty exciting too, but especially now that they have the wild card and all that stuff. So it has gotten a lot better. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and, like we always do, we're going to wrap it up with our final thoughts and leave you with something maybe interesting. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Always follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Keep it close, everybody. It is the final segment coming up on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, man. We're here every Sunday, 8 a.m. Pacific time until 10 a.m. You can always catch me late night, 10 p.m. Pacific time on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. And then obviously check out the local show Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, NBC Sports, 1060.com, anywhere in the world starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right, Mike, time to get through our parting shots, brother. What's up?
Hey, my parting shot goes out to Ryan Shazier. I mean, he's been battling that spinal injury for, you know, a few months now, and he's made a ton of progress. But yesterday, he stood up at the Ohio State spring football game and led the Ohio State fans in cheers, and it got the fans of Ohio State really fired up. So big ups to him and the progress that he's making with that horrible spinal injury.
I like that one, brother. Very good, man. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with him and obviously the recovery, because he's done a very good job of that, and just has belief, man. And that's what you got to do. My parting shot is to the NBA. Let's have some good games, man. I don't want chalk. I want to see guys go out there and do something that we're not expecting. Let's see the Pacers or the Bucks or maybe the Utah Jazz or somebody make some serious noise in this playoff run that we're not expecting. And the NHL playoffs, man, I love that stuff, people. If you don't know about it, watch it, check it out. It's It's not like anything else. Seriously, it is awesome action. Anyways, for Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, who was with us in hour number one, and then Scott on the other side of the glass making everything possible for us, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on the weekend recap of the Dorf on Sports Show. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Have a great day, everybody. Peace.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.